Hey, greetings, everybody. Boy, did we have a special day today.
Oh, we did.
It's Brother Tupos.
Praise the Lord.
It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amon. Want to bring you our edification audio. We hope that you had even a quarter of the good day that we had. That would make it a great day. We had a really good night's rest, and we woke up with a couple of brothers camped out right by us in their gospel vans. We headed over to the park where we hang out, and we fellowshipped, and what did we do? Well, Sister Amon and Sister Carr took a walk over to the store.
Uh-huh.
They had a nice fellowship
Gave
walk.
Gave out a bunch of gospel cards.
Gospel cards went out. And then what did we do at lunchtime?
Had the Lord's Supper.
We had the Lord's Supper. Brother Zelos brought the Lord's Supper, and we got to gather and talk about how good God is, and that was really, really awesome. So that made it really special, and we don't really even need anything more than that, but
right.
We have more, don't we?
Oh, we do.
What did we do right after that?
We all loaded up, went downtown, dug out our gospel signs.
Yeah, we did. We went to a Christmas event, and they had Santa Claus, the pagan thing, and we stood outside a little town, and we just preached the gospel. And what happened to our sister? I'm going to share with us.
Well, the word went out all over on the blocks as we kind of migrated from corner to corner.
Yep.
A lot of preaching went out. The truth went out. The light was shined. Sister and I had some witnessing encounters. I had a woman that was kind of pushing back on the truth. I loved her. I tried to get her to see the truth. And we also had a good conversation with a young woman that the brothers sent up to us.
Yeah, can I talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
This was us, and I'm preaching, and the people at the Christmas event were pretty much ignoring us, and there was some mocking going on. And this young girl, maybe a young woman, 16 years old or so, whatever. I think you said she was about 16.
Yeah, I asked her.
She was standing on a sidewalk for about 10 minutes listening to my preaching. I mean, one of these intent listening, standing there looking and listening to every word I said. And Brother Zelos lifted up a gospel card to her, and she said, "I'd like one." And she walked across the street to get a gospel card, and we said, "There's godly ladies right there in the corner that want to help you." And she walked right up to you guys.
Yeah, and she just like stopped and said, "I was sent up here by them down there."
Yep.
And we're like, oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
We were talking and we turned and there she was. And
yep.
We were talking about the things of God. We had just got done doing some role playing on some things, you know, about witnessing.
Yep.
Sister Cara and I, and there all of a sudden she was right there, and what we were just talking about is what we shared with her.
It's one of the reasons why we go out, is because, you know, we get so many haters and mockers and people ignore it, and then you get these people where their conscience is pricked by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And if we don't go and we don't tell the truth and we don't call them out of their sin and we don't give them the hope of God, how are they going to hear it?
Right.
And so we get to do that, and that was glorious.
Yeah, well, Sister preached the gospel to her, and I said, you gave her the foundation, and I continued on with the walls and the roof. And
yeah.
Gave her a lot of truth, so it was awesome to be able to do that with a sister who is
and I got to
so
witness
zealous for the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Two sisters zealous for the Lord. I got to preach to a Pentecostal man who stopped in his pickup truck, and we got to preach to a biker man, and it was glorious. We got the link to the preach that's up. You can see our videos. And Brother Zelos has a post of his on his website. We linked it to it, so you can see that as well. Anything else you want to share today, Sister Amon?
Well, you know me. What do I think about flying signs on the streets?
You love it.
I do.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it's just peaceful, it's calm. Even if you get some mockers or somebody gets mad at you or something. It's just one of those where we can stand anywhere we want, do what we want, flying the signs, preaching the gospel, and it's just a little bit more laid back.
Yep.
I don't know. I just love it. It was awesome. And to be able to stand and talk to a sister, we were kind of talking about being a gazing stock.
And we got there, and there was nobody there, and then all of a sudden, a few more people showed up, and it wasn't a busy event, but it was enough.
There was a lot of cars going. Not a lot. I mean, for a small town, there was enough cars going by.
Yep.
And Sister and I were talking about, you know, it doesn't matter how many go by.
Hey, if we went there for that one young woman.
Oh, yeah.
We're fine with that.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter how many people go by. Those people got the chance to see the truth.
Yep.
You know,
one thing I noticed is how mad people get when you stand and you call out and expose Christmas as a false holiday. Boy, they get mad about that.
Oh, I know.
Brother Akuo was there with us, and he said, what happened to that spirit of Christmas and love they're supposed to have?
Hey, good point. Yeah, you should have it for those who don't love it, too. Yeah. You should just have that love
either
way.
They act like a bunch of Grinches against us.
Yeah.
Using their own characters.
That's a good point. Yeah, their own characters that they don't like, they're becoming them against those. Yeah.
And a lot of them claim Christ. And ready? John 13, 34 through 35. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." I didn't see any love from those people claiming Christ. Uh-uh. What about the lady that was claiming Christ that you talked to on the sidewalk?
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, she was mad. She said, "You're judging me." And yep. I tried to explain to her, you know, in the scriptures it says we're supposed to judge the body, not the world. And
yep.
She was just, yeah. I tried. But, yeah, they don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, we don't want to cast our pearls to people. Mm-mm. But, yeah, it was awesome. And we're thankful that we got to stand out with brothers and sisters. We got pictures up at the post, and it's just awesome to be able to go out with God's people that love his word, love his ways, and want to reach out to their neighbors with the truth and the gospel, lest they be damned in their sin, their worldliness, and their false ways. It's why we go out.
Right.
We're commanded to go.
To glorify God and to love our neighbor.
And it's loving. It's loving that we do that.
Yeah, I was telling sister, I said, her and I get to be that woman I was looking for before I was born again, looking for one person that might be different than the rest of the world, that might have some truth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the brothers, obviously, are doing the same thing, too, you know.
Yeah, so it was awesome. So we got done with that, and we headed down the road. We thought it was time. The police got involved today, and some city prosecutor was there, and he was nasty. Called himself a vulgar word, which was kind of weird. But the police were there, and they didn't even contact us because we were legal, but they were just there because the people weren't happy. And I said, I think it's time we get out of this town. So we headed out to another town. We went to another marketplace. This was interesting. The sisters were out in the van with the children and making some dinner for all of us, and us four brothers were sitting on at the table, and a man was overhearing us talk, and he walked by us, and Brother Zella said, "Would you like a gospel card?" And the man said, "I'm agnostic, I think," something like that. He wasn't sure. And he took the gospel card, and then we preached to him. And I said, "You know, the Bible is true." He said, "How do you know?" I said, "Look at all the prophecy." I said, 2,000 years ago, goat herders, sheep herders said that Israel would be in the news in the last days, surrounded by the enemies. I said, "Have you looked at the news?" He goes, "Yeah, that's true." And I talked to him about a bunch of things about Christ and prophecy. And he goes, "Where'd you learn all this?" I said, "In the Word of God." I held it up. I said, "Genesis to Revelation." He goes, "That's really interesting." And he thanked us. And he turned around and he left. We said, "Our email's on there. Check out our websites. Let us know if we can help you." So once again, perfect timing, perfect encounter.
Yeah, that's awesome.
By the way, the agnostic guy was sitting there listening and talked to us nice. There was four Anabaptist women sitting in the restaurant there. All they did was look at us, snicker at us, because they know who I am, and have mean faces towards us. They don't care, and they don't love God's people.
Yeah. I don't know, can I add something in there about the Anabaptists? It made me think about this morning when we walked over to the store, sister and I did, and we were handing out gospel cards, and I gave an older woman a gospel card, and I said a little bit of something, and I kind of wait to see if somebody wants to talk, and if they don't, I let them be, because, you know, we're in a private spot. Anyway, we turned and walked away, and sister said, "That Anabaptist woman gave me the dirtiest look," and I turned and I said, "Yeah, she looks familiar." But you know what? We rejoice in that. When I turned around to look at the Anabaptist woman, I saw that old lady sitting there. She read the whole gospel card, flipped it over, read the other side. So I said, "Sister, let's go back and look at the onions that were by her."
Yeah.
And I looked at her. I said, "I see you read that whole gospel card. Do you have any questions?" She said, "Nope." And so I just kind of let her
be. Just a worldly woman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Older woman.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned about how the Anabaptist women giving you dirty looks. That woman was giving me one. I didn't see it, but sister did. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, the marketplace witnessing went well, and it was a glorious day. I have to say, a young brother, it was really joyous, a young brother lifting up his voice for the first time and preaching strong and boldly, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome to see.
He's been out with us holding gospel signs, and he's open air preach just a little bit. Today, his lips were loosed. And he was sharing and preaching, and he had a bold voice, and it was awesome.
Yeah, so...
It's awesome to see these soldiers of the Lord rising up.
I was going
to
say, these young men rising up.
Yep.
And becoming wise and yep. discerning. And
young
bold.
Brother Kuo rising up. Yeah. Brother Kuo and Brother Purgos are kind of their roommates. They both work at the same company. They're roommates and their ministry partners. So it's really awesome. God's brought two single men together to sharpen their swords with each other and to help and encourage each other. Because you and I and Brother Zelos and Sister Kara are going to be leaving. And it's glorious. We don't have to leave a brother alone. They have each other to walk and strive and go out and do ministry together.
Yeah.
So I'm rejoicing in that.
Yeah, God sets everything up.
Yeah.
If you have a willing heart, he will line it up for you.
That's awesome. He gives you what you need. And
he does.
He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Right.
And tomorrow, if the weather holds, it might be snow rolling in, but we don't know. If the weather holds, we're going to go stand out at a church tomorrow. But you know what, Sister Amen? Don't worry. We're actually going to go to a church and we're going to actually stand.
I know.
We're going to stand on their property. Us men are going to hold our Bibles. The sisters are going to hold some gospel signs. Don't say what they're going to say yet.
Uh-uh.
And everybody said, well, I wonder if they'll be upset that we're there. And I said, don't worry.
Yeah.
You know why we shouldn't worry, Sister
Amen? I know
why.
Why? Because on their sign, their big sign that everybody can see when they drive down the road, this big sign that announces who they are. Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. So I'm everybody. Are you everybody?
I'm everybody.
My brother and sister are everybody.
They're everybody too.
They're everybody. So that should not be a problem if when they say, well, you're not welcome here, well, you better change your sign.
Well,
then.
I'm everybody.
Or and here's what we're going to do. We're going to go there and ask them some simple questions, and we will have audio and video. We want to go and ask them some simple questions, find out why we should be one of them, and find out why Jesus wasn't one of them.
Right.
And simple questions, because we love our neighbor, we love God, and so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we'll have audio and video of that tomorrow. And then we plan on spending the day just fellowshipping with our two brothers, because after tomorrow, we're headed out. We're
going to finally push us out.
The weather's pushing us out, and we're finally going to be taking our winter southern preaching trip with Brother Zelos and Sister Kara and their children, and we're headed out, and the brothers are going to be here doing their ministry, so it's glorious.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that, and anything else, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I was just thinking about something Sister and I were talking about on the streets, about how we can't always understand things or situations, and sometimes we have to ponder them and wait upon the Lord to help him give us wisdom, and just trusting in him. One day at a time, knowing that you would get the wisdom to understand and to do what must be done or not do whatever it is.
Right.
And I wanted to read Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, the popular one, but it's got a lot of depth to it. And we really have to mean it when we read it and think about it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yeah.
So if we really trust in him, anytime you're pondering something, trying to make decisions, whatever it is, take one day at a time, lay it before the Lord, and know that one way or another, through patience and waiting on him and doing what you need to do, he will make the outcome that needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Lean not on our own understanding, because God's ways are not our ways.
Right.
And if we try to do everything by our own understanding, we're operating in the flesh, and it's going to cause us a lot of issues, and we're not going to do the will of God.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, amen. Good verse, Sister Amen. I'm going to leave us with one of my favorite verses from Romans. Romans 6, 14 through 16. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Mm-hmm. I know ye not, that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death, you live in sin, you're going to get your wages, it'll be death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Notice, obedience and righteousness go together. So much for faith alone, grace alone, don't have to do nothing. Obedience is the fruit that you're walking in the righteousness of God, because if you love righteousness, you don't live in willful sin.
Right.
So I wanted to share that verse with you, and we appreciate you listening. We hope you're edified by this. Hopefully we'll have more tomorrow from that church preach, and who knows, we might have some more in the Ecclesia gathering area, because we love God, we love our neighbor, we want to spread the truth. What
Amen.
A joyous thing.
Amen.
What a joyous thing we get to do with saints that love God and are striving for his kingdom. We are highly favored, Sister Amen.
Yeah, hard to fathom that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of battles, but yeah, we are seeing the fruits of God's word going forth, and we are seeing God being glorified.
He adds to the body.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. As he sees.
Mark 16, he will build his body, and Acts 2, God adds to the body. All we do is be faithful and preach the word, then the Spirit and the Father does the rest.
Yeah, and with willing hearts, he will guide and lead everybody.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
It.
All right, we're going to leave it right there.
We love you all.
Seek the righteousness of God, and most of all, well, not most of all, but lose your life. Lose your life. I remember recently I witnessed to a guy, and he said, lose my life. That's crazy. I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, yeah, that's
And
right.
I tried to explain to him it didn't mean to kill yourself. It meant to lose your life as you live it. But I asked him, would you die for Christ? He said, I don't even want to talk about that. And he turned around and walked away. But he was claiming to be a believer.
Yeah.
So lose your life and seek after the righteousness of God.
Yeah, because it's all counted as dung compared to Christ.
Christ is worthy. Yeah, all right, till next time. We love you all. Check out our website. Check out our brother's website. Followthegospel.com. Don'tperish.com. You will be blessed by it. Let us know how we can help you in the faith.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Emma.